Today, a combined reading for leading and leading by two. I will keep this reasonably short by introducing a topic, two steps, and then continuing next week. In any strong partnership, there comes a time when you need to clear the air. Your partner cuts you off while you're speaking again, or cuts you out when you have a stake in a matter again, or cuts you down in a conversation that you find out about later again. You replay it in your mind. If you're body aware, you realize your gut, chest, or throat are holding its effects. Sometimes you can let it go, but sometimes it sticks. It affects your mood. It affects your effort. It affects your trust. And trust is the essential ingredient for all successful twos. So the issue sticks. You don't want to raise it. You think, I should be able to let it go. You think, they'll get defensive. You worry, it'll get worse. If you're not already doing so, think about whether you have such a situation now with a business partner, spouse, child, sibling, boss, etc. The first two steps will make more sense to you. They are a seemingly easy first step and a really hard but essential next step. The easy step is to value yourself enough to know that you deserve to be heard. This step is decidedly not easy for some people. Examples are people who are natural caretakers of others, those who enable others, those who identify as selfless, often religiously and or spiritually so, those whose families never raised tough issues, and those whose families exploded with their issues. If that's you or some part of you, it's worth remembering that you deserve to be heard, and the other deserves a chance to understand, and the relationship craves such understanding. That's step one. Step two is to own your problem. When my wife or my writing partner John or one of my TAs do something that gets under my skin and I can't let it go, I have the hardest time getting here, but it's my issue. Okay, you see how hard this is, right? It is for me, anyway. Oh yes, they may have a problem, but I am certain that I have a problem. My rational mind usually doesn't have a problem. Instead, it says, he or she has a problem, and if only they wouldn't do, say, think, act in XYZ manner, then all would be well. They, or at least their behavior, is the problem. So says the mind. But there are two problems with this work of the rational mind. First, it protects me from the truth of my heart, gut, feeling. And this is the true level at which the problem lies, at least until I raise it with the other. And the second problem with my rational thought that they are the problem is that this framework will almost inevitably trigger their defensiveness and their rational explanations. And this may well escalate as I try to convince them how wrong they are. And tell me, who likes to be told that they are wrong and presumably bad on top of wrong? These two steps are the result of my making hundreds of missteps, reading people who have shed light on these steps and missteps, and a great deal of practice, thinking, and teaching about this. I wonder if you can just hold this thought for a week, asking if indeed what you're holding onto is your problem, and suspending for a week the judgment that they have the problem. Such suspending is an important practice if you're to lead with your best self.